Cora Dow asks, what would you do to make healthcare more affordable and available for those who need it in Alaska? Dr. Wien, you may respond first.
The first thing to understand is that healthcare is one of the main drivers in the state budget. And I feel that that is something actually unique I can bring to the legislature. I have a great administrative experience in medical management, as well as knowing what infantry is, being down and having to struggle with insurance companies, have to advocate for patients, have to guide patients through the myriad of the maze that is created, which is highly wasteful to physician time, to hospital staff time, and only creates barriers. And so there are many things that that we can do at the state level, I think, to refine our ability to allow greater efficiencies within medicine. And I think it takes a physician to do it. A lot of times legislators are dealing with second and tertiary people in how they make judgments. But if I'm actually have experienced it, there are things that I can parse out from the details which could help direct that. I also believe if you increase the efficiencies that you will be able to treat more patients. And so the bottom line is that I think that we can rationalize our system here in Alaska. And I think that I certainly would like the privilege of being able to utilize my skill for that. There's a lot of room to change. Even though it is 2018, we still haven't gotten the system down.
Representative Chris Tompkins, you may respond.
First off, I'm a supporter of Medicaid expansion, which Governor Walker brought to Alaska 2 to 3 years ago, and particularly for rural and coastal communities like this one, Wasika Community Hospital, Petersburg Medical Center, to the listeners over there. Medicaid expansion has been hugely important financially for the solvency of those institutions. So I respect that, and I support that, and if there's a Dunleavy administration, I will protect that, as will the bipartisan coalition in the House that is Medicaid expansion. And I think some of the impacts of that are you no longer have multi-hundred thousand or even seven-figure charity care bills that hospitals are saddled with, because by law they have to provide charity care to anybody who comes in the ER door. And those numbers have been turned into a fraction of what they once were, because you no longer have an uninsured population seeking care, but people are covered under Medicaid expansion, which in a moral way, in a public policy way, and in a financial way makes a lot of sense to me. And I will continue to support and defend that going forward. I think there's also a couple a couple of considerations, especially on the federal level, I think it's really important that the state advocate to our congressional delegation and federally that people with pre-existing conditions continue to be covered, that they can't be denied insurance. That's a fundamental issue to a lot of people. And fortunately, I think we've got that right in the U.S., and I want to make sure that it stays that way. And then lastly, the system is, a warren of paperwork and highly inefficient and wasteful with insurance companies and providers. And you have some providers that are making out like bandits, particularly specialists up in Anchorage. There's been some reports of that. So looking at that and trying to make the system sustainable also strikes me as highly important with healthcare.